to the Council of Moms. I'm excited that you're here. We are going to get right into it by introducing us all and then solving your questions, right? Your problems, we hope. I love how we all just start laughing.
I'm going to solve everything.
I like the hopefulness of that for the Council of Moms. Now, what we're really here for is a little bit of empathy and empowerment really what we're here
for. That's actually what I can do.
Specific questions. I'm Lisa Valentine Clark. I'm the mom of five. When I stop to think what stage of parenting I'm in, I don't even know. Because I feel like I have baby adults. Like four of my kids are over 18. So they're like baby adults, on different levels. And one at home, although there's technically three at home sleeping now because that's how we roll. And I know what's going on in my home. It's fine.
Listen, people have food to eat, place to sleep.
There's
what
food
more do they
and
want?
I am welcoming. I'm in the stage of parenting where I'm welcoming my children home and I'm trying to draw them back for that kind of connection, but it's not the chaos that it was for years and years, which I actually really loved.
When you said welcoming, it felt more like alluring.
Yeah.
Like a breadcrumb trail.
I made your favorite casserole.
I made cinnamon rolls. They're just sitting on the counter. You can come by if you want.
I didn't know what the intention was. I just threw that out there.
And then when they come over, I'm like, hey, could you change the batteries in the smoke alarm? I do that kind of thing. That's the stage of mothering I'm in. And I also host a podcast. So welcome. And also here on the Council of Moms, we have.
My name is Cree Taylor. I am a teacher and I am a mother of four. All four of them, ages 8, 5, 3, and 18 months. And I will say my phase of mothering is like trying really, really hard. I love 18 months to like 2.5. Ooh, I just love that. So my little son is absolutely my favorite child right now. Everything he does is the best thing ever. I love him
so much.
I really
wish we would have brought him here today. But anyway, go on.
It's fine that you're here.
It's fine, but where's your son? I love him so much. He can do no wrong. But I'm also at the phase where I'm just like, will you all just grow up already and leave me alone? So we've started using this term. I've used it with them when they're little, but I'll just say, we're taking a question break. So no questions. We're having a break. And they'll just go, oh. And I can just see, especially my five-year-old. He'll just be like, and then he'll ask my eight-year-old. Hey, mom's on a question break. Can you answer?
God.
And
you're like, that's what? The cutest.
And then I'll say the same thing. I feel like mom needs some personal time. Mm-hmm. So please go and let me have personal time. But I love them. I joke, but I love them. They're great. I balance teaching and mommying, and they get to see me run around and try to manage everything. But we have a lot of fun, and it's stressful and exhausting. But for the most part, I'm like, yes, we're good. This is a good place.
Love it.
Awesome. Well, I am Allison Faulkner. I have a podcast, The Allison Show. I have a book, You're Already Awesome. And just I do whatever I feel like doing in general.
A lot of embroidery lately.
Yeah, lots of embroidery lately. Oh, wow. I've been making
and
a
flower.
Lot of wreaths. Thank you. It's the important work that I do.
That's great.
Yeah, it's something
that so
brings
creative.
Me joy. Yeah. It brings me a lot of joy. I really like being fussy with like fussy little things. Like embroidery is fussy and I'm making little tiny bees. Right now, out of wooden balls for a friend's birthday. These are the important things.
I'm glad. I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Do I have the time, or what is it that I'm not doing? Is the real question.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, I'll tell
productive
you everything
avoidance.
I'm not doing. Yes.
Productive.
Thank
avoidance.
You. Thank you.
I like that.
So I have a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, and as of tomorrow, an 8-year-old is my baby. And I call this the best phase. Mm-hmm. Of parenting, and when I meet people who have children that are 5 and younger, I just say, your life is going to be so much better soon. Like, your life is so hard right now, and you are doing so good, but my life is so much easier than yours. and I mean that. And
yes.
I would say my relationship with motherhood is, until recently, I've identified as a dad. Mm-hmm. And that actually was a better fit for me. Mm-hmm. But I can do things like be at home now. I make dinner.
It's exciting.
I know. I don't mean to brag.
It's very exciting.
It is. That's it's a big funny. Deal. Like, the other day, I made 2 meals at home in one day. I was like, they're going to get used to this.
I better stop.
That's how you get them to come back. So that's good.
Yeah, with the luring. Mm-hmm. I know. That's what I was like, feeling the vibes of the. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been doing with the teenagers, as I try to lure them in. I'm like, I'll buy you cheeseburgers. So Yes, that is me.
Great.
Wow.
I know, right?
Okay. Well, I'm Anna Eck, and I am at that sad stage.
I don't know.
No, it's just harder. Yeah. You're doing so good. You're so pretty.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'm awesome, right? I get that book. I'm getting that book. But yes, I am at all below five. In fact, on top of being all below five, I decided to open up a childcare center in my home, and then open up a second one in another home, and then do pop-ups for other people in their homes and teach other moms how to open up child care centers and help them to be successful at that. Mm-hmm. There's a whole issue there, and we don't need to talk about that. Maybe I'll do a question for the listeners,
childcare, we'll have you because back for sure.
There is specific. A whole bunch I'm of sure. stuff. I do a lot of child care advocacy right now, especially in Utah, but I am with below five, 50 of them daily.
So, and you're a really over, good you know? Person.
Yeah, I miss yeah. that.
And we should yeah. bring you presents. Well, and you. Now I'm like a monster when I see like two and under. I just like walk around pouting like, why won't you give me a baby? Like, yeah. why don't I get a baby? Somebody hand me a baby.
Yeah. yeah.
And when I had the baby, I just wanted to give the baby
it's
back.
It's so interesting, like, being in different phases mm-hmm. of mothering. Like, when you're in it, it's hard to be reflective about it.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And you always kind of look back and then you go, oh, it's done, even though it's never done.
Yes.
You know, my mom, she's so sweet. You know, I won't tell you how old she is because she would be so mad because my parents are, like, in denial about that they're old. Like,
well,
if you say
way,
something
they're way
like,
cooler than old people.
I
know your
are,
mom.
They
She's
are.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, she will say, I still go to bed and I think, okay, where are all my kids? Like before
yeah,
she goes
true.
To bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like, it, I kind of love that. I'm like, oh, you still do? Like, you know, I'm middle aged.
Yeah.
You've been doing this for. She's like, it doesn't matter. You never stop being a mom.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I love that. And I love the conversations with, and I think it's so important. And this is honestly why I love the Council of Moms. It's so important to be friends with people who are in different phases
yeah,
of
absolutely.
Life because
yeah.
you can offer each other a different perspective and remind each other. And
yes.
I think it just kind of keeps you on your toes mm-hmm. And I think it helps you be more useful to each other of like sometimes you need an outside perspective. Now, having said that, beautiful segue into our listener question.
You're so good at this.
Thank you for noticing that. I love the questions that we got this season, and I'm excited to ask you this one. I don't know if you've experienced it or not, but I think this is the right group for this question. This is Layla from Draper, Utah. She said, I was recently offered a great new job, one that I've been hoping to land for years, but the problem is it's in a different state. My four kids have lived in our current house their entire lives, and I'm worried about uprooting their lives and forcing them to start over in a new, bigger city, especially when a couple of them have struggled to make friends in the past. Mm. What advice do you have on how I can make this move as good as possible for everyone?
I wish she said how old they were. It makes a difference their age.
It does make a difference. And so, yeah, she didn't. And so, you know, had that in mind, four kids,
yeah.
they've lived in the same place. The move is good, especially for the job. How do you help kids? I think the bigger question, too, that I think we can all relate to is that when you've got a big change coming for your kids,
yes.
how do you prep them for it?
Yeah.
How do you set them up for success? What do you think?
Yeah, I was going to say this would be a hard one for me because I am very transient.
Really?
Yeah, I love the transient life. Like,
well, I love it. Get more into
yeah.
that. Like, tell me what you love about it, because maybe that would be helpful.
So I have always been traveling. I lived in, like, 9 different countries in Asia, and then I lived in 2 different countries in Africa, and I've seen almost all the United States.
Wow.
And I just love traveling. And then everybody said, be careful, because when you have children, you're going to have to stop traveling. And I said, no, children are my other reason to travel because now I want them to experience all the things that I've experienced. And I just love changing. And sometimes people look at me and they're like, I don't know, she seems a little unstable because she's everywhere and she's done so many things. Or I tell them all the things that I've done. I'm like, oh, I skydived or I did these things. And they're like, how old are you? You do not look old enough to have all these experiences.
Yeah.
And it's
good for
literally
you.
Because I just love that. I love being in different places. In fact, full disclosure, I did not love Utah.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Quick sting.
And I never wanted to be back here, but I came back here because I was about to have my son. I was going to be a single mom, and I wanted to be in a family environment that I knew I can find a tribe and resources. Mm-hmm. But also, I was going to start graduate school, and I wanted to come here because there's a lot of good education systems here. Mm-hmm. So I came here and I was like, I'm going to finish grad school and I'm going to be back on my way. And this is literally the longest I've ever been in one place.
And how long has that been?
4 years.
Ooh, are you feeling itchy?
I am.
A little tingly.
And now, but the problem is I married a Utah guy, and Utah guys tend to like love Utah.
Yeah, I married a Utah guy. Yeah. He wanted to get out, but he couldn't. We lived in England for a while, and he never, like, but the jobs brought us here.
Yeah. And it's fine, whatever. Like, I'm learning to just deal with the fact that we'll probably always be here because they just got deep, solid roots. And then their family's like all around the corner. So, like, it's helpful, right? Obviously, for.
So it's funny because it's like the opposite of what you're like,
opposite.
Go, have fun, adventure, have fun.
Yes. Yeah. I am like, yes. So take it and embrace it and maybe do like mini adventures to prepare.
Okay.
I am like all about that. Just, you don't have to go far, but like practice going somewhere and practice doing different things to like have that atmosphere and that complete consistency shaken up. Like, since I've been taking my husband all over, and even his family's like, he travels more since he's been with you. And I'm like, yeah, because we're not staying here. Like, we are, like, we gotta move. Like, he's done a lot more things, and now he's more open to these ideas of going. He's still obviously not ready to move, but I think that the more we do, those ideas kind of open up to him. Like, he becomes more like, I like this adventure. I like this change. I can do things other places. I can make friends other places, you know, and give kids opportunities. Maybe take them to another place and go to a random swimming pool or something where they are around other kids, but they're still in a different place. It's not exactly a move, but they're still in a different environment where they still have to learn how to practice, like, having that change.
Well, and you're creating your own family culture.
Yeah.
Like, with your husband and your family.
Yeah, 110%.
I was just thinking about, I always think about this because I think, okay, I'm okay to pick up and switch careers.
Okay.
Up until my kids hit an age. And then it's not fair to them to do that. And I like this question because this mom is saying, we're doing it.
Yeah, we've made the decision.
We've made the decision. And I don't like to use the word selfish when it comes to motherhood because I don't think that applies at all. But that could be perceived as this idea of like, well, how dare you pull up your kids? They've already struggled making friends. And it's for you. It's for your job. How dare you? And so, first of all, I just want to give kudos to her.
Yeah.
Like, way to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, you're doing it. You got your dream job, and you are, through making and taking action in your life to help you feel happy, that's going to trickle down. Mm-hmm. And you're setting a great model and a great example for your kids of, like, it's okay to pursue your dreams and goals. And as a family, we support each other while we do it. So I think it's
a great message.
I tell my kids this because they hate doing chores, and chores are not as big of a deal as like uprooting and moving far away.
Right.
But why do I have to empty the dishwasher? Mm-hmm. Like, why can't you just do it? And I say a lot of things in my head. And then I filter it, and then I say, in a family, we work together. In a family, we support each other. In a family, we work to make the household function and run. And I feel like in this case, it's like, in a family right now, I need your support because I'm starting a new job. Just like you, I get to make new friends. Just like you, I get to get used to a new city.
Yes.
Just like you. And guess what? We can navigate it and do it together. Mm-hmm. Acknowledging that it's still going to be hard and they're probably going to complain and it's still going to be a struggle. But everyone's doing it together. We're a family. Like, and when you want to make a change, when you decide you don't like this hobby anymore and you want to do a new one, I'm going to support you also, but I need your help right now as we go and do this together as a family. I think that's really important.
Yes.
Oh, I think that's a great way to say it.
Do you want me to say something?
No, but I know you have something to say.
Of course I do. You know I'll dive into human needs psychology immediately.
Please.
And how as human beings, I mean, that's immediately what I thought of when, Anna, you were saying you love to move. And that's that human need for variety.
Yeah.
But just like we need variety, we also crave consistency. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I have a lot of variety in the work I do. And now I'm doing embroidery. Now I'm doing flowers. Now I'm teaching branding workshops, right? I switch it up like that, but I haven't moved since I've been an adult. And so I like a few things to stay very consistent. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm listening to this beautiful woman's question, mm-hmm. which I agree, like, yes, mm-hmm. because wouldn't that be such a normal question if we were moving for the dad's job?
Yeah. It's like, no, we're just moving.
We're moving. So, mm-hmm. so this is a completely wonderful thing, a great opportunity. But I think often when we're making a decision that we know is both good and hard,
mm-hmm.
we have a tendency to alleviate our own guilt and our own shame and just be like, this is going to be great. Right. This is going to be great.
Yeah, we don't want
we're
that.
We're branding
yeah.
it. We don't want that.
Yeah, we're branding yeah. it. And yeah. so, Cree, I love how you said acknowledging it's going to be hard. And I recently had a question from a listener on my podcast, and she was saying they're moving across the country, and she wanted to know how to tell the family.
Oh, yeah.
And my response was, and so that's why my brain was in this place, but my response to her was, you don't get to control how they feel about it.
Right. Yeah.
And so
that's
we,
an important
we
point.
Unknowingly come in defensive because mm-hmm. of the shame or the guilt.
Right.
And that defensiveness can make us a little prickly mm-hmm. rather than acknowledging, oh, this is super hard. Mm-hmm. I know it's the right thing. I've prayed about it. I've thought about it. It's the right decision. We're going to do it as a family. Mm-hmm. But if you're bummed and sad, I get it.
Yeah. yeah.
Right? And so it's kind of like—
I love that.
For some mm-hmm. people—
You have to leave it on the table and yeah. kind of like let them have their own reaction.
And they get to have it. Scary. And also acknowledging for some people, it's not going to be as hard. Mm-hmm. And for other people, it might adventure. Rock their core. Yeah.
Yes.
And so when you have that move to— I think it's hard as a parent, and it's also hard as a child in a family.
Yeah.
You have different needs than your siblings. Your siblings have different responses, and what feels impossible mm-hmm. to me might feel like no big deal to my sister. And so just as a parent, sometimes I try to think about that, where I'm like, if I spring something out of the blue on my oldest child, yeah. not okay. If I spring something out of the blue on my youngest child, she's like, party!
Yeah.
yeah. She's like, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. swinging a towel around her head.
Right. Because a lot of times, especially when they're little, they're looking for you of how they should react. Like, yes. is this a worry?
Yes.
Is this a concern?
Yeah.
How worried should I be about this? And then they feel the impact when they're smaller later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The older ones know what it means right away, and they're anticipating stuff. So I love how the question is, I want to make this move as good as possible.
Right.
For the, and I think that's
there's
the thing, like,
as, there.
Yeah, yeah, we know there's going to be some pain points.
Oh, yeah.
But also, you know, it could be exciting. Like, my perspective is if they've struggled to make friends in the past, then maybe this is good.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll mm-hmm. meet their forever friends, mm-hmm. like, with this new move. Just being, having your kids be open to the possibilities, I think, is really great.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
it could be horrible. It also could be really great.
Yeah.
Like, we don't
yeah.
know yet, and we're going on this adventure and just kind of laying it out. I don't know. I this will come as a surprise, but I've always, like, you know, tried to put a positive spin on everything for my
Shocking.
Kids. I know.
It's not like you.
I'm a little bit of a Pollyanna. And because of life events, like when my husband had a terminal disease and unfortunately passed away, and yeah. there's no positive spin.
No.
Like, I'm laughing
no,
because I'm like, I
terrible.
Was like, I'm yeah. going to find one. And I'm like, nope, there's not.
Nope. Yeah.
Right. And my kids could see me in that. And as a mom, just being able to say, I'm so sorry. This is what's happened. And I'm not trying to equate death with, like, a move. But when you're a kid, sometimes it just feels like if your whole world is like, you don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what that's like as a kid.
I
didn't experience anything like
loss.
That. But
yeah.
letting them experience that without trying to tell them how to feel is hard.
And I'm a person that needs, like, an exit plan, right? I'm thinking of when we moved from our apartment to our house. Like, I had, this is what's happening, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to pack these things. I'm going to put this color of tape on the box, and then we're going to move in this area, and these people are going to help us move. This is the sitter that's going to watch the kid. You know, like, you make a plan. And I wonder if with older kids that would also be helpful of, like, letting them get their concerns and fears and anxieties, but also, like, their curiosities and, like, the scope of possibilities out on the table. Mm-hmm. And then saying, okay, well, what if this does happen? What are some options that you can do, right? Like, you know that you've had, we know, and you've mentioned that you've had struggles making new friends. We know that that's something you've struggled with. What are things that you've done now that have helped you, right? And what have you learned about making friends and the type of friends you want to have in this moment? Okay, when we get to the new place, you already have the skill set. It won't be easy, maybe, but you've done it before. Mm-hmm. We can do it again. And part of our exit plan, right, part of our strategy to make new friends is, I'm here with you. I'm also trying to make new friends, just like you are. And so I wonder if some type of exit strategy or that sounds really technical.
Well, I think
some
it's type information, more information than maybe they even know to ask.
And knowing and helping empower them, recognizing that they have the skill set to do it, right? You've done this before. Yeah. It's scary. You've done scary things before, but you've done it. Yeah. And look
and kids
how well
love
you did.
Being told that they're gritty and resilient.
Because they are.
Because they are.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
A lot more than we are. Yeah. We get stuck in our ways, right? Like, you know, I'd be curious, though, to know, though, if you love all these adventure and, like, traveling and things like that, like, do you think that that's something that you've had to cultivate, or do you think that that's just something that you've just been able to do?
Yeah, no, I think it's a little of both, right? Like, my adventure spirit says I'm always adventurous, but I'm not always adventurous. Like, there's obviously the things that I crave consistency too, as well, right? And there's things that I'm like, I just from deep-rooted issues in the past, I'm a perfectionist and I also am very critical, you know, and that's like very consistent. And so like with jobs and stuff, I hate the fact that I haven't been able to be stable. And that's like a whole nother like conversation. And I mean, staying in one place though, that to me, I just don't love that feeling. Yeah. But I've sacrificed and I've learned, and it's not like I'm like miserable being in Utah, you know, like I could live here obviously forever, and I am living
here.
We're
glad you're here. Thank you for being here.
You know, so
we needed you.
Thank you. Thank you. I love this. I just like want to just go out and build a better world.
Yeah, you're doing it. You're doing it. Yeah. You're already doing it. Is the best part.
Thank you. But yeah, so like I don't know. It's from me, when people have these kind of questions, from my adventure side, it's just like, let's just go.
Yeah, do it.
But I also understand the need for consistency. And I also understand that when you've been doing something for a long time, it is hard to do it and uproot, especially as a kid. As a child, though, I was also all over. Like, I didn't move around, like I wasn't kind, but I stayed in the same house. My dad's a very consistent person, just like my husband is, like, very consistent. We stayed in the same house, but my mom's an adventurer. We always went on trips. Yeah. So that was kind of instilled in me to, like, always go, especially even when you have kids. And so looking at this, I see both sides, right? I see the concern of, like, okay, I have these deep-rooted things that are going on. Kids have issues, you know, with making friends, all these things. How do I make this as fun as possible? And I'm like, turn it into an adventure.
Yeah. I love it. It's such a great attitude, like, to have that you've, that with the question of, like, oh, I'm so stressed out.
Yeah.
I would love for her to have, like, more excitement and fun around it, because this is her dream job. Yes. It's kind of exciting.
That's so awesome.
We are running out of time, which I always hate, but I'd love to give each one of you like final, like, last words on this thought for this listener. Just like a last thought idea for Layla. About how can I make this as a good move as possible for everyone. Who wants to start?
Well, I'll say, Layla, you're doing a really good job. And it's very, very hard to know that we're possibly putting our kids in a position where they're going to experience hardship. And sometimes my husband is so, so sweet and so tender. And sometimes his heart just gets wrecked if our little girls especially have to have anything hard. And I try to be nice about it. And then sometimes I laugh at him, right? And I'm like, unfortunately, like, life is going to beat them up. And just, Cree, like you were talking about the skill set. Mm-hmm. And I loved how you talked about the family being a team too. Those types of messages of, like, it just kind of pulls you back to the big picture, which is, like, when you're narrowed in, it can feel like life is this series of events and circumstances and you don't have control and hard things happens. But when you pull way out, there's skill sets. You can learn a skill set. You can practice a skill set. And then you've got a team of people who love you, who are going to provide resources or help you find other people to build those skill sets if I don't have the skill set. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to say, to Layla, like, it's so hard. You think you're going to make you're torturing your kids and you're doing this to them. And what you're actually doing is, it might suck to move, but they're going to be building a skill set. They're going to be resilient. And they're also going to have, like, another quiver. Like, they're going to have empathy. And I was talking to somebody recently and she had just moved. She's been in her new area for about a year. Mm-hmm. And she's like a put together person who doesn't really seem like she needs to be invited places. And I was like, but I bet you still would really appreciate being invited places. And she was like, sometimes I think people just forget. Mm-hmm. And it just really opened my heart up to when you are the new person, the rest of your life, you're going to be more sensitive and in tune to the new people, the people who are different, the people who feel like they don't fit in. Your heart's going to be open to them. And that's what you're doing for your kids. And that's great. Pretty incredible.
Yeah. I think I would just say, I'm a cynic a little bit, but I would just say to, it's Layla, right? Mm-hmm. This mom, be so proud that you landed this job and be so, so happy and excited that you get to do this. Like, don't let all these other concerns, because they're always there, but I feel like at the core, recognize how happy you are, how relieved you are, whatever it is, and like hold it so that when stuff does happen that one of your children is really struggling, you remember like, man, this is a job I wanted. Like, I'm so pumped. Yeah. And I'm going to use that energy to be so pumped to also then navigate and use that joy and happiness to help my children navigate their problems as well. But I don't want it to get in the way, right? Yeah. The hardship. I don't want that to get in the way of like this beautiful thing and this
and
great thing
that's
she gets to
right
do.
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I would say.
I love that.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. I say congratulations on your new job and your new adventure. Now go and adventure. Go for it and help your kids have their adventure. It will be hard, as we've discussed. It will be very challenging, and they will probably have struggles when they first start, but it's a new adventure, and in the end, we all pull out of it, and they will pull out of it, and they will be so grateful for this opportunity. I don't know where she's going. I wish she would have told me.
So we can be excited.
Road trip plan, right?
And this is my advice or my final words on it is just find your own council of moms, right? To cheer you on when you have those and you're like, hey, so-and-so's having a hard time or so-and-so's having a great time or I love my new job and I want to celebrate. Like find your council of moms that it's like, good for you. That can remind you of all of it.
Yeah. Before you go to jump on the internet, find your people or find a group that's over there, a mom group, and say, hey, what are fun activities to do there? What are some things I can do on the way?
So
make
perfect.
It a road trip on your journey. Buy some cool things for the car, because you know that's hecka boring to be driving wherever she's going.
Yeah.
And that also can kind of put a damper on the kids. They're like, oh, now I have this long drive. It's so boring. I'm leaving my friends. But if you have like, I don't know, Fruit Loops that are exciting and something to snack on that's great, their favorite snack and a cool game, they're going to be like, okay, we're going on a little road trip adventure.
The whole thing around.
Yeah, turn it around. Go on adventure. Have
fun. We're excited. Look, feel it.
I'm excited.
Way
to go.